Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm here to inform, entertain, and enlighten you, the listening audience. So let's all learn something tonight. I'm here every Monday, Thursday, and Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Our guest tonight is Reginald Lewis and Terrell Wicker of Urban Spice Magazine. They are the founders. They are on tonight. So listeners, tune in and listen for a treat. Also, we have on the second half of the show, Faree Braxton, the R&B singer. So tune in and listen to what they have to say. The recommended reading for tonight is Harlan Sun, The Life and Times of K. Wendell Thornborn by Kevin Thornborn. It's a very interesting book, and I encourage all of you to read it. Also, we are brought to you tonight by the Digital Conglomerate Magazine, where we are more than just a magazine. We're a lifestyle. You can Google the Digital Conglomerate Magazine. I'll call Garland McLaughlin at 206-279-1712. Also, Exquisite Design Company brings your living, our office space to life with our customized design services. You can visit them online or call Garland McLaughlin at 206-279-1712. Leave them a message and you receive a consultation. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Angela, how you doing?
Good afternoon. Hey, how you doing, Reginald?
Oh, pretty good.
How you doing, Terrell?
I'm great, Angela. And you?
I'm good. It's a pleasure to have you two gentlemen on the show tonight.
Well, thank you for the invite.
Anytime. You're welcome. Anytime. All right. First of all, I'd like to know, and I'll start with Reginald, and then Terrell, you can pick it up. What motivated the two of you to start Urban Spice Magazine?
Well, being two businessmen in the metro Atlanta area for over 15 years, we always want to create something that we give back to the community and also have to leave as a legacy for the next generation.
Okay. Terrell, do you feel the same way?
Oh, definitely. Urban Spice was created to give the community a chance to showcase their talent, and that's what we've been doing for the last 3.5-4 years.
Okay. All right. You also do Fashion Runway, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We put on some of the best shows in the city. Over the last week, we've done probably around 20 to 25 fashion shows. We have all different types of shows that we do. We do the couture shows. We do urban shows. We even did a tattoo show. So, we have the box a little bit. Not too much out of the box, but, we do have fun and what we do.
Okay. Terrell, what is your educational background?
I graduated from high school, of course, and went to the Army, and then from there went to the Art Institute. So I studied design and graphic design at the Art Institute.
Oh, okay. All right. Reginald, what is your educational background?
Some college. Didn't finish college. Started. But, I married, started my own business. And been an entrepreneur ever since.
Entrepreneur. Well, that's the way to go, isn't it? Be your own boss.
Yeah. Definitely. You got to create your own money these days.
Create your own money these days. Yes, and create your own hours sometimes.
<Yes. laughs> Right, exactly.
Yes. Who have you worked with that inspires you the most, Terrell?
Well, we've done work with, Dino Metro Boys. He's a real grinder in the street and has done a lot over the last 10 years to build his brand. And we have a couple of other people that we've we've dealt with, but you know, those that inspire me are the real the street grinders, those who can turn ideas into, you know, creative thoughts into money, basically.
Okay. Who have you worked with that inspires you the most, Terrell?
I'm a little different. I come from an entrepreneurial family. So I would say my grandmother, and all her sisters, they all had business. My mom had a business. So, you know, it's kind of in my blood. But I really get inspired by, you know, helping others and actually watching, you know, ideas to fruition and prosper.
Okay. I have a question for both of you. Of course, all the questions are directed at both of you. I'll start with Terrell first. How do you get your magazine articles?
Well, right now we work with a lot of writers in the community. We go to the local colleges and we get freelance writers. Me and Reggie usually come up with most of the topics, but we allow them creativity so that they have, you know, the ability to do that as well. But we do a lot of community-based as far as gathering up, you know, people that do our articles. And then we have main articles that come in that we have our, you know, main staff that we work with or our editors that do the articles.
Okay. Regina.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you get your magazine articles? I know Terrell pretty well answered that part, but what part do you play? I mean,
well, I'm more the marketing person, Urban Spike. So, you know, I put it out on the social networks. You know, the topics that we're looking for and contributing. You know, writers normally respond to the posting that we do, you know, through our social networks. And, you know, we go to a lot of networking events, and, you know, people are always promoting what they do. So we run into a lot of writers at different events that we attend around town and stuff.
All right. Is your success a surprise? Or was this planned? I mean, of course, all businesses are planned. You have to have a business plan. But is it a surprise as successful as your Urban Spice magazine has become?
Well, it's somewhat of a surprise, I guess, that the brand has picked up and really caught a hold. But most of it is planning. I said 98% of it is planning, something that me and Reggie talked about or stuff that we you know, saw before it happened, that, you know, that would be the best way to go. So a lot of it is planned, but, you know, it's always a surprise to see something that you dreamed about or came up with, you know, gather such, pick up, and the brand is really, really getting out there. So we're proud of that.
All right. Regina, is your success a surprise? Were you surprised at how quickly the magazine took off?
Well, I mean, you know, marketing is something I've always done. So I was surprised on how widespread the brand is. Me, you know, kids from 9 years old to, you know, grandmothers that are 90 years old have really, you know, they know about the brand. And that was a surprise at the range of people that were interested in Urban Spice.
Okay. You're going to have to send me a copy, one of you, here in Florida. You're going to have to send me a copy of the magazine.
Well, definitely. Well, soon we'll be live on the website, and we're working on an app for the magazine so we can bring it directly to your phone. That's where things are going today. Yes.
Oh, okay. You can bring the magazine to the phone. Okay, well, that would be wonderful. Okay, well, we're going to go to break. We're going to take a few minutes break, gentlemen, listeners. We're going to listen to a little bit of Fareed Braxton, and I believe you've heard him before. Okay, we're going to break.
Magazine and in a lot of our fashion shows.
Okay. what awards have you received, Reginald?
We've nominated for Atlanta's Best Magazine twice. We haven't actually won any award yet. We've been nominated for that was a surprise. Our first issue is coming out this month, so we've been nominated a couple of times without actually having our first publication out, just off of the name.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You've been nominated. Okay. All right. Well, you have a wonderful magazine, both of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Terrell.
Yes, ma'am.
Terrell, where do you see the magazine and themselves 5 years from now? I'm going to start with Terrell first. Where do you see the magazine and yourselves 5 years from now? To start with Terrell Whitaker.
Well, the magazine, of course, we want to go towards, you know, the applications, the Android, the 4G, and allow people to be able to, pick up the magazine right on their phone, for a little less than a dollar, 99 cents, $2. We hadn't come up with that yet, but we're working on, just transferring everything to digital and everything over to video. So in the next 5 years, I believe we will be, one of the hottest upcoming, magazines in the country and throughout the world.
All right.
With the help of Facebook and social media.
All right. Reginald Lewis, where do you see the magazine in yourself 5 years from now?
We do have a few great surprises that the magazine is going to feature. I can share, one or two of them with you. The other ones are kind of like a secret. But you'll be able to view videos. It'll be an interactive magazine. You'll be able to view videos right on the magazine, as well as listen to music, right on the magazine. So, for instance, like the Jet magazine back in the day had the top 10 songs of the month. If we have that in our magazine, you'll be able to click on those top 10 songs and actually listen to them right in the magazine through your phone.
So it's going, okay. All right. All right.
Like I said, we do have a few other features that's going to be really, really entertaining, and especially for the ladies. We have a lot of surprises that I think you guys.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. You guys on top of everything. Are you the first to do this? Are you the first to do this, or the others that have did this?
In the urban community, that's our goal, is to be the first.
Okay. All right. All right. So you probably are the first. Okay. When does the magazine come out and how often?
We're actually in talks now about that. We're looking to do quarterly at least, but the website and the app for the phones will be updated, if not daily, at least weekly, to give a fresh view of what's going on in Atlanta, what's hot, what's the hottest places to go. We have the most busiest airport in the world. They just had a lot of talk about the concessions there. So everybody comes through Atlanta. Everybody wants to know what's going on with Atlanta. So Urban Spice is going to bring you that right to your cell phones.
Okay. I have a question, and either one of you can answer this. Do you have a centerfold?
Yes,
like,
we do.
Beauty of the week? Okay. All right.
Yes, we do.
Beauty of the
Month.
Again,
we promote local models, in our magazine. So it's a great opportunity for ladies who are trying to get their, their face out there. It's on the phone.
Oh, okay. Terrell, where can the listeners go buy? Well, you pretty well answered that, but where can the listeners go to buy a copy?
Well, actually, right now, It's not in print. We're actually getting it up on our website, so you'll be able to go to the flip version of it on the website. So that's where we're headed.
Okay. Reginald, how do you pick your models for the runway, for the magazine, for everything? How do you pick them?
We deal with a lot of amateur models, so we have an open door policy. If it's we create platforms for you to really come out and see, first of all, if modeling is something that you really want to do. So we're not as crucial on how you look, how tall you are, what size you are. We give everybody a chance to walk our runway, and people like that about Urban Spice. They can come and try it out. And for those who want to take it to the next level, then, of course, we kind of, take them under our wings and develop them for pictures, for the magazine, for other opportunities that we have through Urban Spice. So, we just have fun. It's,
all right.
Again, we're a community-based business, so, we have an open-door policy. Anybody can come. My thing is, if you're brave enough to show up for rehearsal, I'm brave enough to teach you how to walk on the runway and look good at it.
Oh, okay. All right. So you work with a lot of models of different sizes and ages. Okay.
Oh, definitely.
All right. I'm going to ask this one to Terrell, and then I'm going to ask Reginald. What has been your best interview thus far, or so far?
Like I said, what has been the best interview? Well, we've done a lot of radio interviews, maybe with our old host, Christopher Martin, who's doing a lot of work now with Tyler Perry and has his own show getting ready to come out. I think he brings the best out of us because he actually knows us. And so he knows what questions to ask and what's going on. So I think that's probably the best interview. Of course, other than yours, you ask some great questions as well.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the compliment. Oh, okay, what about you, Reginald? Urban Spice Magazine, what has been your best interview so far?
Well, I like the interview that we did with Nessie. Keisha Cole. Nessie. Keisha Cole's sister.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a chance to interview her at a barbershop. And, seeing her on reality show and then meeting her and being able to interview her in person was a treat. It was like, okay, she's not putting on for the reality show. She's really, the person that you see on TV. So, I really enjoyed that interview as far as us interviewing somebody else.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go to a couple of minutes break. We're going to Spend My Life with Fareed Braxton's song, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Quickly. It's a love song. It's a love song.
Spend my life with you. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3.
What advice do you have for other entrepreneurs, Reginald?
That's a good question. Well, I would advise
what
people don't give up on your dreams, even though I know right now with the economy and things that has been down for the last 7 years, but just, you know, maintain, and things are starting to come back, and, you know, keep your dreams alive, and just, you know, hold tight, and just you know, be smart about the decisions that you make, and build a good team. That would be my thing. You know, we always try and do a lot of things and don't ask for help, but build a good team and you'll be okay.
Okay. All right. Terrell, what advice do you have for other entrepreneurs?
Well, basically, you know, to stay on your grind, and to use technology and the things that we have at our advantage today to grow your business and to further your brand. You know, when I said brand, I mean branding is a way to ensure that you are around in the future. You know, if you constantly, you know, you constantly see McDonald's or Starbucks, you may not shop there today, but as long as you see those golden arches, you're gonna come by there one or two times. So just keep the brand alive and stay to the grind.
All right. Okay. All right, listeners, that we have had with us tonight, Reginald Lewis, Terrell Wicker, the founders of Urban Spice Magazine. I encourage everyone to check out their magazine that has listened to the show. Unfortunately, Mr. Fareed Braxton has not called in yet, so we're going to go on to something else. Thank you, gentlemen, for being on the show.
Anytime, check our website at www.urbanspicemag.com.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good.
Thank you both. All right, listeners. Fareed Braxton has not called in, so we're going to go on and talk about something else. My recommended reading, as I had said earlier, was Harlem Sun. The Life and Times of Kay Wendell Thornborn, which I feel is a great book. It talks about the civil rights era, so I encourage everyone to go out and get a copy of the book. He will also be a guest on the show this coming up Saturday at 6:30 p.m., Kevin Thornborn. The book is called The Harlem Sun, The Life and Times of Kay Wendell Thornborn. Also, the Digital Conglomerate magazine. I encourage you to go out and cater to the Digital Conglomerate magazine. The number I said earlier, I believe, was two. The owner was Mr. McGlogan. So go out and look for the Digital Conglomerate magazine. And don't forget to tune back in next week for Show Talk with Angela. Tune in this Saturday, not next week, excuse me, for Show Talk with Angela Butler at 6:30 p.m. with Kevin Thornborn. Thank you, and have a good night. And this has been Show Talk with Angela Butler.